There is a miasma blanketing America like a sulfurous fog. The country is raw, on edge. You can feel it in many places, simmering with fear, depression, and anger that frequently boils over into hyperviolence. It's been there for quite some time. Some say it's a COVID hangover. Some attribute it to politics, red versus blue. Some think it's racial. Some think it's generational. But the pandemic is over. Political parties come and go. Demography shifts. One generation replaces another. The malaise is caused by something much more primal than any of those things. If you drill down past the symptoms, you'll find the germ, the source of America's sickness. A germ that no election or leader or legislation can ever eliminate. You cannot see it under a microscope. No chemical reagent will reveal it, but it's there and easy to see if you know what to look for or not look for. The most clever lies are formed not by what is said, but what is left unsaid. And this American germ is easily discovered by looking for what's missing. Can you guess what it is? Hang on and find out.
The Safari Park.
You're killing me, Larry!
Larry. Fucking Larry.
Larry from That Larry Show.
For men with balls.
Take off your pants.
Larry, get into bed now.
Larry.
Larry. Larry.
In some Eastern religions, there's a belief that our lives play out in seven-year increments, that each phase leads to a higher level of enlightenment. There's some validity to that. They say our bodies completely replicate each cell every 7 years. Before the world became as stupid as it now is, age seven was considered the age of reason, when little Johnny was expected to realize that just because he wore a red cape, he was not Superman. And his toy lightsaber did not make him a Jedi Knight. That was then. Now, a 6'1" guy in his 20s named Will Thomas grows his hair long, puts on a bikini top, tucks his dick, and says he's a girl named Leah, and presto, he is. And woe unto he or she who does not embrace his bullying of biological female athletes. The 7 year intervals continue. Around 14 or so, puberty kicks in. By 21, adulthood is reached, allegedly. For some, enlightenment isn't necessarily achieved on a timetable. It comes through epiphanies. Those epiphanies might be dramatic, huh? The lightning bolt that knocked Saul off his horse, or maybe just a head slap moment when you suddenly reach clarity. Or it might be subtle, slower, incremental, like turning up a dimmer switch until the light makes everything in the room visible, even the dark corners. I held a strong hunch about the source of America's illness, but my recent trip through the Southeast provided confirmation that turned my suspicion into a stone fact. The contrast between people in most urban areas and suburban and rural areas of the Southeast is stark and unmistakable. LA, like most large cities, is completely run by leftists. Leftists who, if they claim to practice a religion, whatever it is, they do so in a perfunctory manner. It's just for show. They don't live by or even believe any of the tenets or codes. It's just pretend bullshit. Fewer and fewer people, especially in urban areas, have any belief in an organized religion or even a higher power, God, if you will. Of late, it's become hip to invoke the help of the universe, an infinite vacuum with a temperature of 455 degrees below zero. As I drove through one stretch of road in the Florida Panhandle, I counted 5 churches in 1/2 mile. Amazing. And it was a couple of weeks before Easter. In LA, Easter is ignored. In the Southeast, every storefront acknowledged it. People who have faith in a religion, and not just Christianity, any religion, they tend to be kinder, calmer, gentler, less manic, less medicated, and a lot more happy. And the primary reason is because they answer to a higher power. Once we reach adulthood, no person should have any power over us or any institution comprised of flawed human beings, and they are all flawed. Nah, that's too mild. They're fucked up. But secularists crave the boot heel of other people. And when they worship others, they are invariably disappointed because people will let you down. And so will their artificial contrivances, like Nazism, socialism, communism. And they keep coming up with newer and ever shittier isms all the time, don't they? Climatism, globalism, transhumanism. Most religions are basically good. The Ten Commandments lay out a simple roadmap for living a decent life. But even religions that are very far removed from Moses or Jesus have a similar message. Don't be an asshole. Be a good person. And whether that assures you a place in paradise, or merely not being reincarnated as a cockroach, the idea is to provide some guardrails, a moral compass. Keep the species from descending into savagery and depravity, which it has innumerable times all over the world whenever godlessness prevails. Of course, not everyone feels this way, like the New York Times, which in its heyday was actually a shitty newspaper, owned and operated by leftists who accorded the respectful title of Mr. Hitler to Adolf even as he annihilated millions. The Times also steadfastly praised and supported Stalin, who killed 3 or 4 times as many people as Hitler. For decades now, the line graphing the Times circulation resembles an Olympic ski jump. Those few who do subscribe are in their 80s, wear masks at all times, along with Greek fisherman caps like their idol Vlad Lenin. They keep the remaining 3 hairs on their heads pulled back into 2-inch ponytails, and spend their days and their pension checks haunting Whole Foods markets in search of aphrodisiacs so they can muster a stiffy when they see Hillary in one of her pantsuits. Then they return to their rent-controlled apartments in banged-up Priuses with faded coexist and I'm with her bumper stickers as they tap their Birkenstock-shod feet to CDs of Joan Baez and Woody Guthrie. A recent New York Times op-ed slugline reads, "Why America's record godlessness is good news for the nation." And what follows is a stream of leftist bullshit from somebody named Phil Zuckerman. He teaches in some woke college and where else? SoCal. Its noteworthy alums include airhead loudmouth lefty idiot jock sniffer Greg Popovich and racist city council parasite Kevin DeLeon, who is hanging on to his overpaid job by his fingertips ever since he was recorded in a racist rant with fellow city council parasites. Trashing religion seems to be Zuckerman's raison d'etre. He's written the same book several times, just changing the title.
Faith No More, Society Without God, Atheism and Secularity.
And it seems all but one were published by universities, which is a step beneath a vanity press. So his anti-faith screed in the New York Times, the paper which Elon Musk just called diarrhea, well, it's filled with shit, like,
"This increasing godliness in America is actually a good thing to be welcomed and embraced. Democratic societies that have experienced the greatest degrees of secularization are among the healthiest, wealthiest, and safest in the world, enjoying relatively low rates of violent crime and high degrees of well-being and happiness. Clearly, a rapid loss of religion does not result in societal ruin."
There's no footnote to substantiate this bullshit, but to take it on his terms. The largest democratic society, finger quotes, with the greatest degree of secularization, well, that would be communist China. An overcrowded hellscape of ultra-wealthy dictators and oligarchs, and not millions but billions of starving slaves of the state, without any hope of bettering their lives, more than a few of which are working brutal hours for progressive American companies like Nike and Apple. Which is part of the reason I refuse to buy any of their shit. China has more human rights violations than all other nations combined. China, like Soviet Russia and all commie nations, crushed all religions, destroyed churches and temples, and killed clerics. The reason was and is simple. People have an innate need to recognize a higher power. And when God is outlawed, it creates a vacuum. That vacuum is immediately filled by the state.
Thou shalt worship your government.
And what is government? It's a collection of vile, worthless, talentless, power-crazed garbage. People who are literally junk. Career politicians are junk. Which is why term limits must be imposed with no fucking pensions ever. None. Make public service, not personal enrichment. Who makes a career of politics? Well, almost invariably, those who failed at every other career they tried. People who have literally nothing to offer the world. They enter an arena where there are zero qualifications. The job requirements for a burger flipper are far more stringent than that of President of the United States. All you need for that is to be a citizen and over age 35. That's it. Again, the problem isn't atheists if they were only true atheists, but they almost never are. They replace God with institutions and constructs that are created by and run by people. Awful people. Zuckerman really tips his hand in this passage.
Secularity is highly correlated with a host of moral orientations.
No, they tend to be amoral.
That will markedly improve our nation. For instance, secular people, when compared to their religious peers, are far more likely to understand and respect the scientific method.
Well, look at that. Zuckerman just called religious people stupid. They can't understand the scientific method.
Which results in their increased willingness to get vaccinated, for instance, and adhere to empirically grounded health recommendations.
And there it is. The sanctified vaccine. The high and holy secular sacrament of the left. Roll up your sleeve, expose and offer your flesh, accept penetration and injection, accept the plasma into your bloodstream, feel it reprogram your very DNA, be fundamentally transformed. As you absorb the sacrament, so you are absorbed into the community. There. Now you are one blood with the body politic. Communion. Renew your vows of fealty with regular boosters, or as they call them in digital parlance, updates. Yeah, Zuckerman, let's talk about empirically grounded health recommendations, which for tens of millions of people were not recommendations. They were coercive mandates. Take the jab or lose your job. That is not a recommendation, you mendacious little puke. And what about those secular science worshippers who were willing and eager and proud to be injected with an experimental drug, under-tested, shotgun through the system, that failed to deliver on any promise that was made? It did not prevent transmission or infection. In fact, the vaccinated were far more vulnerable to infection than those who never took the vax, but did have natural immunity from a prior infection. It wasn't a vaccine. It was a scam. So who really understood the scientific method?
Secular people are also more supportive of sex education, which reduces unwanted pregnancies and sexually transmitted diseases.
Of course, Zuckerman fails to address the real issue that's tearing America apart. It's sex indoctrination forced on children, children as young as 5, 6 years old. Why do they need to know about pregnancy or STDs? The only people who want young kids to know these things are fucking groomers. Period. End of story. No exceptions. None. Zuckerman then goes in overdrive, which isn't about secularism at all. It's just a smokescreen to cover his commie agenda. So I'll rip through the rest of his lies with my editorial assistant, Roxanne.
Research shows that secular people are more likely to support women's reproductive rights.
That's commie bullshit.
Yes, it is. Reproductive rights is commie speak for abortion, which is still a slightly vague clinical term. Why do we call it what it is? Killing a baby.
Universal health care.
More commie bullshit.
Yes, universal health care means government health care, which is shit health care. Just ask any U.S. veteran or Canadian citizen waiting for some fucking bureaucrat to decide if you're worthy of a life-saving medical procedure.
Environmental protection.
Still more commie bullshit.
Environmental protections means climate change, which is commie bullshit.
Death with dignity.
Yes. It's assisted state-sanctioned suicide.
Gun safety legislation.
It's not gun safety legislation, it's gun confiscation legislation. Zuckerman is a cliché. His words are deceptive. He is a phony, which is why he deserves no respect. But this next guy, he's crazy as a shithouse rat. But he uses a phrase Zuckerman and his ilk would like to, but they lack the courage. This is that phrase.
We are God.
Those are the pivotal words, which were part of his insane rant about why male and female children, which are now called CIS, you know, fucktards from Marx onward, must invent new words to confuse even dumber fucktards to follow them. This head case says that we are not born male and female, but society forces kids to be male or female. Just listen.
I really want to try to say there aren't trans kids. Let me tell you what there aren't. There aren't cis kids. Okay, you telling your child, oh, you're a boy, you're a girl. This is a child. This is a free spirit that has not learned any of that bullshit until you force it on them. So cisness is the wound. Cisness is the delusion. Cisness is the lie. Cisness is the place of pain. Transness is the healing. Transness is the growth. Transness is the truth. Transness is what we actually are. We are fluid. We are 70% water. We are God. God is change. God is trans. We are trans.
That's what this is really all about. Assholes who think they are God. Who think they should have power of life and death over the unborn and the elderly or infirm and despondent. Who think they are entitled to, as Oprah Winfrey famously said, their own truth. Truth is not possessive. We can have our own delusions, fantasies, and hallucinations, but nobody owns truth. In fact, truth owns us. In the end, it is inescapable. Weak people tend to worship flawed things, like golden calves, movie stars, politicians, athletes, and science. If you take a look back, science and experts who claim to be science are far more often wrong than they're right. They talk about settled science. There's been a fuck ton of settled science over the centuries that was settled until it wasn't, like Earth being the center of the universe, that disease was caused by smelly air, that stress caused ulcers, or that continents never drifted. Leeches were good for what ails you. Eating mercury would give you a nice complexion. And on and on. But the man is God premise. That's the core issue. Everything else springs from that. Every scumbag dictator who nearly destroyed the world thought he was God. This show is about hosing away the bullshit that weasels use to disguise what they're really after. Control. Control of you. Which is why I coined the term ASTCOs, assholes seeking to control others. They want to control others because they feel they're entitled to. That they are superior to everyone. They distort words and invent new ones to push their agenda. They are the miasma I mentioned at the top of the show. They are a disease. What's the cure? There's one in progress as the steady migration of Lutfas, that's leave us the fuck alone, who tend to be spiritual people as they continue to flee state-worshipping ASTCOs. It's kind of a tribal geographic solution. But over the long term, it will only be temporary. Ironically, a favorite ASTCO word is
sustainable.
But their system is never sustainable. Eventually, it crashes and burns, as it did in the Soviet Union, as it is unspooling in other godless commie strongholds from Cuba to China. When the cities of America fully degenerate into anarchy and scarcity, those ASTCOs will not be able to sustain themselves with boosters and masks. They're going to want real sustenance, and they're going to try to take it from Lutfas, who are a hell of a lot more skilled at provisioning. When what was formerly America reaches that point, and it will take a decade, maybe two, things are going to get really interesting. Hey, thanks for hanging with me once again. It's always great to be with you. Slide over to thatlarryshow.com for more content and commentary. There you will find hundreds more episodes for your listening pleasure. If you like what you just heard, why not help support the show? It's easy. Just click the Patreon or PayPal button and make a pledge. If you prefer a more anonymous method, you'll find a P.O. Box address that accepts cash, checks, gold bullion, diamonds. It's right there at thatlarryshow.com. Between episodes, you can follow the show on Twitter and Facebook. Just plug That Larry Show in the search bar, and you'll find us. My friends, part of the mission of this show is hosing away the verbal bullshit spewed by lying commies so we can see what's at the core of their agenda. This we have done. It's clear. This is a struggle between good and evil. With egomaniacal psychopaths who truly believe they are gods. They want to destroy truth and force you to accept their disease and lies. Mock them. Ridicule them, humiliate them, abuse them whenever possible. They got this far because good people thought they should take the high road. As the U.S. Marine Corps used to say, if you find yourself in a fair fight, you did not plan your mission properly. I'll see you next Wednesday or thereabouts, and until that time, take no shit.